Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Mike Haugard coming to you from Bethel Church, almost live. This has to be pre-recorded because of my schedule, but I am glad to be part of the Red River Prophecy Conference 2020 once again. I think this is probably the seventh year, maybe, for me to be a part of their conference, and I appreciate their dedication to, number one, the Word of God, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and to the study of Bible prophecy, which is what this is all about. And before I get into the topic that I left off with actually yesterday, dealing with Satan's footprint, I want to remind you to go to Titus213hope.com and click on their donate page. Now, they're not asking me to do this. This is voluntary on my part because I appreciate their commitment and their willingness to do this. Even though it had to be canceled because of the effects of the coronavirus, these guys were saying, you know what, why don't we go ahead and stream this, because that's what we're going to do anyway, to all the people who could not make it to Fargo, North Dakota. And let's just go ahead and live stream this. And they were committed. They were so committed to getting this conference out that that's what they decided to do rather than just canceling the whole thing. So there still are some expenses involved. And I support the Red River Prophecy Conference. I appreciate their work. And if the Lord lays it on your heart, go to Titus213hope.com and click on the donate button, and then you will get a chance to help out not only with this year's conference, but we're already looking ahead to the Red River Prophecy Conference 2021. Who knows what's going to happen between now and next year if the Lord tarries this coming. And if he does, I'm reasonably sure there's going to be a lot more exciting things and a lot more things related to Bible prophecy to talk about. Now, yesterday we left off, and I'd started out talking about the number 600, 666, and I was dealing in the previous topic with numbers in Bible prophecy. Yesterday I left off dealing with Satan's footprint. Every time the devil is involved in something, or let's say the kingdom of Satan, because it's more than just Satan himself, we know from Revelation 12 and other passages in the Bible that he has a third of the angels in heaven that are working for him, that are sort of on his side on things. And we know they're going to be kicked out of heaven one of these days. And so we were dealing with the signature of the number 33 and what that meant. And if you remember, when the House of Representatives voted to send articles of impeachment over to the United States Senate, they didn't send them immediately. They waited. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And everybody was wondering, what in the world are they waiting for? And it ended up, I remember listening to Jay Sekulow, who is a Christian lawyer. He was one of the ones representing President Trump. And I was listening to his opening remarks during the impeachment trial, and he said it several times. He asked the House of Representatives why they waited exactly 33 days. And I went, what? And sure enough, I checked it out. They waited exactly 33 days before they finally sent over the articles of impeachment to the United States Senate. Now, I don't know what that was all about. I don't know how that exactly is going to play out as far as Bible prophecy is concerned, or as far as the kingdom of Satan is concerned, or whatever. But it's something that I've just got it in my notes. I've got it in the back of my head. And maybe at some point we'll get some light and some understanding on it. I want to back up a little bit and start where we left off yesterday, looking at the coronavirus, because that's the reason why, number one, we're not in Fargo right now. That's what's on everybody's mind. That's what's got everybody's attention. And a friend of mine sent me the meaning, the definition of the word virus. It literally means, it's a Latin word, it means poison or poisonous substance. That, of course, takes us to Deuteronomy chapter 32, where there's a comparison there between the two rocks. Their rock, meaning the rock of our enemies, little r in the King James, is not as our rock, which is a capital R. Paul said that our rock is Christ. That's the rock that the water flowed from. Their rock would be like the idol shepherd. You take a rock or a stone and you carve out a god out of it. That's the difference. The idol shepherd is different from the good shepherd. So their rock is not as our rock. Their vine is the vine of Sodom, while our vine is John chapter 15, where Jesus said, I am the true vine. So their vine is the vine of Sodom. Their fields are the fields of Gomorrah. Their clusters are bitter. Their grapes are bitter. And then he said in verse 33, and I want you to remember that. As I explain the meaning of the number 33, both on the good side pertaining to Christ and on the evil side pertaining to Antichrist, maybe it'll make a little bit more sense in understanding the nature of this virus. Because I found some, starting last Saturday, I found some absolutely startling things pertaining to the coronavirus and the number 33. So Deuteronomy 32:33, their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. We know the dragons are the realm of the devils. We know Satan is the dragon, the serpent, the devil. So we know then that probably there are other devils, other evil angels that are dragon-like or serpent-like. We know there were fiery serpents that bit the children of Israel. We know that there are fiery flying serpents mentioned in the Bible. So the Bible is equating this idea of like poison wine. And remember where the poison of a serpent comes from. It comes from his mouth. What did Satan do to Eve in Genesis chapter 3? He spoke to her. And what did Jesus, or what did Satan try to do to Jesus? Satan tempted Eve with lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Eve failed. Satan tempted Christ with the exact same thing, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Jesus succeeded, amen, where Adam and Eve failed, but it was the same poison, the same lies, but it didn't work on Jesus. It's very important to remember. I like that. So keep in mind this idea of the virus and poison related to the number 33. I showed you this, I think, yesterday. This was one of the comic books I used to have as a young boy growing up. Even though I was in church, I found this at the flea market and bought it. Son of Satan by Marvel Comics. Remember that his birthday was February the 2nd. It's very important to remember when I show you what I'm going to show you here in a minute. Why it's important that his birthday was February the 2nd, because that is the 33rd day of the year. And in this comic, here's what's interesting. The character's name is Damon Hellstrom. He is a minister by day, a man of God by day, and the son of Satan by night. And he actually is the offspring of Satan, and a human woman was his mother. That is exactly what you see in Genesis chapter 6, where the sons of God came into the daughters of men. That's what you see with the fourth kingdom. In Genesis 3, where God is prophesying about what's going to happen, and he tells the serpent, he said, thy seed shall be at enmity with her seed. The seed of the woman we know is Christ. Who is the seed of Satan? It's the Antichrist. The son, literally, the son of Satan. And we noted that the phrase, the beast, that exact phrase, the beast, exactly 33 times in the New Testament of the King James Bible. And notice that it starts out in Acts 28:5, the beast, he shook off the beast into the fire. That's what Paul did. And then the last occurrence of the beast It says that the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. So the first shows the last shows the first, and that's the nature of Bible prophecy. Now, there was a movie that came out back in the 80s, and it was based upon a holiday that is on February the 2nd. We noted yesterday that Christ was 33, and he made a show of his enemies openly while he was on the cross. Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Christ was showing the defeat of his enemies, Satan, all the kingdom of Satan, the Antichrist, all the lies that the false prophet tells, and death itself. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And Jesus did that at his death when he was 33 years old. He was king of the Jews when he was born. Matthew chapter 2, we saw that. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? They found that. The town that he was born in the 33rd book of the Bible, Micah chapter 5, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah. So we're seeing the connection between Christ and the number 33. Here's the movie I was talking about. It's called Groundhog Day. Stars Bill Murray, and he is a weather reporter that has to go to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to cover Punxsutawney Phil coming out to see whether he's going to see his shadow or not. And he doesn't want to be there. He's very arrogant, cocky. He is the baser man, the evil man. And this movie is going to be about his transformation to a god. And during, because he relives February the 2nd over and over and over again. He dies at the end of the day or goes to bed. The next day he wakes up, it's February the 2nd again. And he keeps reliving that same day over and over and over again. And at one point he tells the lady reporter that he's with, I'm a god. Not the god, I am a god. Because no matter how many times he dies, he keeps coming back to life again. And in mythology, there is a thing called the dying god. There is a god like Apollo or Bacchus or Dionysus, several of these gods who were offspring of the gods and human women. They were constantly dying and being brought back to life, constantly dying, brought back to life again. And that's exactly what this movie is about. And if you notice here in this shot, see that microphone there? It actually tells you that that number is significant in this movie because they've got Channel 33 covering this. And the interesting part of it is that Bill Murray doesn't actually succeed in overcoming, reliving the 33rd day of the year until he commits fornication with the female star of the movie. And that's what brings him out of it. And he's a god. He knows all these things and can do all these things and so on that he never could do before. And he's different than he used to be. Whoever wrote this movie, again, I don't think somebody in the Illuminati called and said, I want you to write this film script and do it this way. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, that the prince of the power of the air is the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. As God inspired his word to those 40 men who wrote the words of God, I believe Satan and his devils inspire movies, TV shows, talk shows, news stories, events in this world are orchestrated, but not by human agents, by devils. There is actually a pagan holiday that takes place on February the 2nd. It's called Imbolc, and it has to do with a child being in the womb. And of course, the womb is Mother Earth, Gaia, and she is going to give birth to a child. And that child, because it's pagan related and not Christ, it must be the Antichrist. That takes place on the 33rd day of the year, the same day that the son of Satan was born in the Marvel comic. You see here that Imbolc right here is one of the cross quarter days. very quickly. In witchcraft and paganism and Satanism, they worship the four elements, earth, air, water, and fire. And so those are represented by the spring equinox, summer solstice, fall equinox, winter solstice. And then they subdivide those up to what they call cross quarter days. Beltane is one, which is May 1st. You have Samhain, which is October 31st, Halloween. And then you have Imbolc on February the 2nd. And I want you to notice this, because iTunes, Apple iTunes, released a movie back in 2016 on February the 2nd, which, of course, is the 33rd day of the year. What movie was it that iTunes released on the 33rd day of the year? It was actually based on a true story. It was called The 33. I'm not making that up. And if you remember what that story is about, it's about the 33 miners in Chile, how they went down into the mine and they were trapped, 33 of them. They made it to a refuge room, a safe room. They thought they were going to die. The people up on top didn't know if they were alive or not, but they went ahead and decided to try to drill down to see if there was anybody alive. And they finally located those 33 miners down there, and they instituted a plan to try to save these guys' lives, all 33 of them. And I want you to think about this. If 33 represents the Antichrist here, I want you to think about where the Antichrist is right now. He's in the pit, the bottomless pit, hell. He's going to rise up out of that. And the Bible says that he has a deadly wound in his forehead, but then that deadly wound is healed. So that means he's going to come back to life again. He's in the shadow of death, in the pit where there is no order. That's Job chapter 10. And he's going to rise out of that. The symbolism of the phoenix bird is that exact same idea. The phoenix, every 500 years, there's that number five, every 500 years, dives down into a burning fire, is burnt completely up, and out of his own ashes, he rises again from the dead. And there are some churches who use the emblem of the phoenix to represent Christ. But that's not Christ. It's Antichrist. Because phoenix represents a bird with wings, then that means it represents a spirit. That is according to the parable of the seed and the sower that Jesus taught. Remember how he said the fowls of the air come down and eat the seed? But then he gives the interpretation of it. Satan, or that wicked one, comes down and devours the seed. So that's the symbolism of the phoenix. So do you remember? By the way, it took them 33 days to drill down to where these guys were. And if you remember the story, they named the little capsule that they custom built just to rescue these guys. They named it the Phoenix. And all 33 of these miners were sent down a t-shirt to wear as they rose up from the pit that they were in. They're all wearing the same upside down star pentagram t-shirt. Now, again, I don't think there is an organization called the Illuminati. I do believe that. But I don't believe that man could pull off such an extravagant event. I think spirits did it. And I think spirits are in charge of these conspiracies. I mean, when you think about it, 33 men rising up out of the pit like a phoenix, and that very symbolism presented, the whole world saw this. I watched it. I watched it happen. And I could almost tell you, I almost knew exactly what was going to happen and almost when it was going to happen, because it follows a pattern that Satan tends to leave in the things that he does. By the way, Phoenix, Arizona. You can look it up on Wikipedia. It gives its coordinates. It's on the 33rd parallel. It was actually named because the man who founded the city of Phoenix realized that this was a place where an ancient Indian civilization had once lived. He saw some of their, I don't know, the remains, I guess, of where they used to live. And so he decided to revive a city in the ruins of this old place, this old village where Indians lived. And so he called it Phoenix. And if you remember, it was, 1998? The single largest UFO sighting that ever has taken place, as far as we know, in this world, took place in Phoenix, Arizona. It's called the Phoenix Lights. Over 10,000 people saw the sky light up with unidentified flying objects. Even the governor of Arizona witnessed it. And he says, I have no idea what it was. But that took place in Phoenix, Arizona on the 33rd parallel. I think I mentioned the other day, the human spine. Your backbone has 33 bones in it. And I want you to think of 33 levels. The Scottish Rite of Freemasonry has 33 degrees in it. And you start out on degree one and you must rise up the 30. You get to the 32nd degree. You have to be invited to the 33rd degree. You can't just join on your own. But it's about ascension. It's about rising up. And so there is a doctrine in Eastern mysticism, transcendental meditation, Hinduism, Buddhism, called Kundalini. And it basically says you have a beast at the base of your spine, a coiled up serpent. Remember who the serpent is? A coiled up serpent that through a series of yoga exercises and meditation, you can cause that serpent to rise up through the seven chakras. The seven chakras, think of the opposite of the seven spirits of God. Think of the seven heads of the beast, the seven nations that Israel fought against, the seven unclean spirits that were that had possessed Mary Magdalene before Jesus healed her, the seven unclean spirits that move into the windswept house. That's what those chakras represent. The serpent rises up through the 33rd bones of your spine to activate your pineal gland so that you have what they call an awakening. That's what the Hindus put a mark on their forehead, and it's called a bindi, and that word literally means spot. You remember what James said that pure religion was to visit the widows and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Who is Christ? He's the Lamb without spot or blemish. So when the Hindus put that spot, that bindi on their forehead, it represents that their third eye has been awakened. And they have a higher consciousness than other people. And they get that from the idea that there's a beast. The lower part of their spine represents hell, the pit. Their pineal gland in their brain represents heaven, the Most High. And it's like Satan saying, I will be like the Most High, rising up through the 33 bones of your spine. Even in Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah, or I'm going to say Hebrew roots, because I found out that Hebrew roots teachers derive their doctrines, not from the Bible, but from Jewish rabbis, mystical Jewish rabbis, the Zohar, Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is every religion that God told the Jews not to learn when they went into Canaan land, when they went to Babylon, that's what they learned. And they mingled that doctrine in with God, so that they believe that they're following God, but they're not. They're following after other gods. They're following after devils. And in the Zohar, there is a teaching of what's called the Sephiroth. That's what you see up on the screen. It's called the Tree of Life. But it's not really the Tree of Life. It's the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil. Because in this particular tree, if you notice here, one of these pillars has a negative and one of these pillars has a positive. One of them is sort of dark and one of them is sort of light. One of them is female and one of them is male. One of them is Yahweh. The other one is Shekinah. Shekinah is the female consort of God, his girlfriend, in other words. I'm not making that up. Go look it up. You'll notice that you never found the word Shekinah in the Bible. It's not even in the Hebrew Old Testament. Shekinah is a feminine noun describing Ashtaroth, Isis, Ishtar, Diana, Mystery Babylon the Great. That's who Shekinah really is. The idea is that these two poles are opposite one another, good and evil. So that's what tree that is. It has 22 paths on it that connect the 10 circles. Let's just think about that for a minute. The 22 paths are the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, but they're also the 22 amino acids that make up the letters of DNA. The 10 circles, Manly Hall calls them the 10 divine kings. 10 kings, like the 10 horns on the beast head, the 10 toes on Nebuchadnezzar's image. When you add the 22 to the 10, because they're joined together, you get what number? 32. But there's a hidden one right here in the middle. Okay? That makes 33. So this man now that I'm drawing your attention to that's inside this tree of life, is that Jesus? No. It's a representation of the coming and the revelation of the Antichrist. We noted in Freemasonry, the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry has 33 degrees in it. This here is the House of the Temple Lodge. I've actually been inside this building, done a tour of it, seen probably most everything they have in there, including their library. There are 33 pillars that support this building. Notice the number 33 emblazoned here. Notice the triangle with the number 33 in it. And by the way, here is a crown. A crown always denotes a king. And I want you to notice this. The crown, what is the Spanish word for crown? Corona. So you have a corona and the number 33 here. You have a double eagle, which is also a phoenix. And I want you to notice here, there are stars under each wing. There's actually 32 of them. But then the 33rd is this eagle here with the crown with the 33 over his head. It represents the Antichrist. And he's, notice the heads are going two different directions. One looks to the past, one looks to the future, one's looking east, the other's looking west. One is negative, one is positive, one is female, one is male. That's what they represent, the fusion of opposites in the same body. Remember the devils that come up out of the pit in Revelation 9? They're opposites. They have the faces of man and the hair of women. They're omnigendered in the same body. That's what that represents. By the way, in the main worship room, in the House of the Temple Lodge, there is a worshipful master's chair. Notice how tall it is. You want to take a guess how tall it is? It's 33 feet tall, exactly. Okay, so that takes us to Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, where we have the devil, and here there's a war in heaven, and we see that the dragon's tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. That's what we saw here. The stars of heaven. He did, took the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. So a third as a percentage is 33%. That's the meaning behind this 33. The fact that there, again, the crown is the word corona. And then you have the number 33, and it represents Antichrist. Now, and think about this for a minute. Christ is the Word of God, the true Word of God, the pure Word of God, the undefiled Word of God, the Word of God that gives you life, right? Masonry has a teaching called the Lost Word. It's a word that can't be pronounced. It's a word that is not understood. It is an ineffable name. The lost word. So if Christ is the revealed word, Who's the lost word? Antichrist. And think about what a virus is. A virus is a section of RNA or DNA in a capsule. When that capsule gets inside the body, the capsule lands on a cell, injects the RNA or DNA, which is just a strand of genetic code, into the cell, into the nucleus, and it attaches itself to the host's DNA, and it creates its own poison inside the body, which is why some people get sick and why some people die. So we have the word that gives life. That's Jesus, the living word. And then we have words that bring death. Hymenaeus and Philetus, their word doth eat as a canker, Paul said. There are words that give life, and there are words that give death. Okay? And that's what a virus represents, because the word virus means poison. And it is related to the number 33. So, the 33% of the angels in heaven are cast out of heaven with Satan. 33% of the angels. So, this is why I believe the Hindus worship, see that number? 330 million gods. The Hindus worship all of the evil angels that have been cast out of heaven. Wow. Now, let me show it to you in Scripture. I love this. I love Scripture. I love how Scripture gives us the meaning. See, I've read Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike's book, where he wrote about the 33 degrees of Masonry. I was expecting to find the hidden meaning behind Freemasonry in that book. I read the whole thing, never found it. And that bothered me. I wanted to know what their secret was. Well, I found the meaning of their secret. I found the key to unlock all their secrets. I found it in the Word of God. The Bible, Jesus said, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Nothing. So God's Word reveals everything to us. And in the story of the Israelites going to the promised land is heaven. Canaan is heaven. And there are inhabitants already living in Canaan. But they're the enemies of God. They're the giants. And God is going to have them destroyed and kicked out so that his people can move in. Sound familiar? So during the battles that they fought, when Moses was leading Israel, the Bible says, Joshua 12, now these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side of Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon unto Mount Hermon and all the plain on the east. So when Moses was with them, he killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who was a giant. And then he killed Og, king of Bashan, who was of the remnant of the giants. So Moses, when he was leading the armies of Israel, they killed two of the giant kings and all the people that were with them. But then Joshua, after Moses died, led those final battles into the promised land. The Bible says Joshua killed 31 of those kings, making 33 total. Think about it. Because who are our enemies? Sin, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Our enemies are all of the devils, the angels that are going to get kicked out of heaven. Our enemy, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And who defeated all of those enemies for us? Jesus did. And how old was he when he did it? He was 33 years old on Mount Calvary with three crosses because he was numbered with the transgressors, because he made a show of his enemies openly on the cross, triumphing over them in it. I love this. 33 kings defeated by both Moses and Joshua so that the land of promise can belong to God's people. It's a typology. It's a prophetic picture of what Christ did at Calvary. And then there's another one. 1 Kings chapter 20, we have Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. And he gathered all his host. Host is a word that's commonly used in reference to angels in the Bible, the heavenly host. He gathered all of his host together, and there were how many kings? 32 kings with him. So remember, down here you have 32 stars. They represent the angels, plus the 33 king. You have the 32 kings here with Ben-Hadad, who represents King 33. And you know he's a king because he's wearing a crown. He's wearing a corona. And in this chapter, I love this, because in this chapter, the 33 kings go against the Israelites on a mountain. This is where we get the song, "The God of the Mountain," from. And they can't defeat, they get beat. So the 33 kings go back to Syria, they get drunk, and they said, well, their gods are the gods of the mountains, but I bet their gods aren't the God of the valleys. So they try to fight Israel again in the valley. That, the mountain is a picture of Calvary, where they were defeated the first time. The valley where they're defeated the second time is Megiddo, the valley of Armageddon, where they fight Jesus again, and we know they're going to get beat again. So the 33 try to fight Jesus the first time, they lose. The 33 come again to try to fight Jesus the second time, and they're going to lose again. That's right there. Go read 1 Kings chapter 20. You'll love it. You'll see both wars, the one at Calvary, the one at Armageddon, right in that chapter. And the number of the host is 33 kings exactly. So now does it sort of make sense what that Masonic 33 is all about and why it's represented with a crown? A crown belongs to a king. The beast is going to rule over all of mankind. Okay? Here's the United Nations logo. Have you ever counted what this logo is about? You have 1, 2, 3, 4 sections here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sections total. So 4 times 8 is 32. But then it focuses on the north. That's the 33rd point there. Notice what Jeremiah said. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. And if you remembered, there's no land up here. There's no nation that lives at the North Pole. So was he talking about the Russians? Was he talking about the Norwegians? Was he talking about the Canadians? No. He's talking about a different army coming from the north, which is the same place God came from in Ezekiel chapter 1. It's not an army from this earth, people, that we're wrestling against. It's an army of spirits, evil angels that have been kicked out of heaven. That's who we're fighting against. So, take a look at this. The actual name of the coronavirus is novel coronavirus 33. This document came out 02202020. I just thought that was interesting. Not anything significant, I don't think, but the number was interesting. 02202020. Anyway. So this document comes out February the 20th, 2020, and it describes this particular virus by its name, novel coronavirus 33. Now remember, that's what this is. The corona 33, the crown 33, and this virus was named after that. And of course, this document from Healthcare Information for All, from the World Health Organization, I think, basically on how to deal with this particular virus that's out. So I got up last Saturday, and I turned the news on because, you know, we're watching a lot of news right now, because things are changing every day. And maybe they're changing permanently. I don't know that yet. But I just noticed that going across the bottom of the screen here, they're doing an interview with a woman who had the coronavirus. And by the way, she was okay. She was fine. That across the bottom, it said at least 33 states have declared states of emergency in response to coronavirus. Now, at least means there's more than 33. But that's not what they said. They didn't say 35 or 40 states. They said at least 33 states. So I thought, well, maybe that's just how much there is. And I wasn't going to pay attention to it, but I thought, you know, I'll take a picture of it. So I went over to the TV with my phone and I took a picture of that. And then I started looking at it. I went to Google and typed in coronavirus 33. I went through 20 Google search pages. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Because I kept finding story after story after headline after article on the web linking the coronavirus with the number 33. And I got to move on very quickly to show you these. 10 new cases detected, all linked to case number 33. That was the star. March 8th. 33 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Massachusetts. Nearly 200 total. That was on March the 16th. 33 coronavirus cases now confirmed in North Carolina. That was March 16th, 2020. Number of Michigan coronavirus cases reaches 33. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 so far. 6 news stories. And they're all linking the coronavirus with the number 33. But I'm not done. That's where we left off. Number of Michigan coronavirus cases reaches 33. I mean, they could have waited another day. Probably would have gone up, and then they could have reported it then. But they reported this number. Coronavirus in South Carolina, Lexington, patient among 5 new cases, bringing total to 33. And that was March 16th. Here's another one. Coronavirus disease. Coronavirus epidemic update number 33. And remember, it's the novel coronavirus 33. Michigan coronavirus cases rise to 33. That was on, I'm trying to find the date, March 14th. Sacramento County reports second death due to coronavirus. Now 33 cases in county officials say March 16th. Update, active coronavirus cases in Wisconsin rises to 33. That was on the 15th. Coronavirus cases in Michigan climb to 33. Notice the logo. Because they use the same logo for Louisiana. 33 coronavirus cases now reported in Louisiana. Same one. Now, I'm sure they're just using a stock graphic there. I'm not saying that they're all getting, that the Illuminati is calling all of these website, news website owners and saying, you must put this number in there. I think a spirit is working in the children of disobedience. Here's another one. 33 of 39 local coronavirus patients are county residents, officials say. That was March 15th. 16 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Colorado bring first sign of limited community spread. Total number of tests confirmed coronavirus cases in Colorado rises to 33. Venezuela to implement nationwide quarantine as corona cases rise to 33. That was March 16th. March 13th, coronavirus in Pennsylvania. New cases outside Lehigh Valley put state at 33. Huntsville Hospital says 33 patients being tested for COVID-19. Again, March 6th. Seemed like March 16th was a busy day for the coronavirus and the number 33. 33 new cases announced for Thailand. Total rises to 147. See, they could have reported this same story for several days straight. because they have 147. And any given day, they could have said 33 new cases, 33 new cases. The next day, they could have still reported 33 new cases. Why that particular number? It seems like something wants that number in the minds and consciousness of everybody. It's just like when I showed you the 9/11, right? And when you think of 9/11, what do you instantly think of? The towers coming down. You know, there's a tarot card called the Tower. And you know what it features? A tower being destroyed with a new one rising in its place. What did they do after 9/11? Did you know those buildings? I'm getting ahead of myself. Did you know those two buildings were 33 years old exactly? Steel construction started in 1968, and they were brought down in 2001. That's 33 years. So the image of the two towers coming down is our image of 9/11. The old is destroyed. It was 33. Now a new one rises up in its place. You have to get rid of the old in order to replace it with the new. You know what the address of the World Trade Center was? One World Tower. Look it up. 33 new cases in Thailand. Death toll in France from coronavirus reaches 33. 33 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Massachusetts. What day was that? I don't see a date on it. 33 new coronavirus cases in Georgia raised total number to 99. 99 is 33 times 3. It's same picture. Coronavirus cases in New York State increases to 33, governor says. Coronavirus update, 33 cases confirmed in Colorado. That was March 11th. March is the third month, 11. 3 times 11 is, yeah, you can do math. Here's another one. A new case of novel coronavirus in California was announced on Friday. Said that 33 people had tested positive for the virus. New York coronavirus cases increased to 33. California governor, again, announced that 33 people in California tested positive. 33 coronavirus cases in Bay Area. Princess cruise ship concerns protecting yourself from COVID-19. There are now 33 confirmed cases in the Bay Area. I think that would be San Francisco. Yeah, Alameda. Yeah, that's San Francisco. 33, and that was on what date? I don't see a date here. 3 more coronavirus patients die. 33 new cases in King County. That was on March 9th. Stop and Shop online orders surge 33% amid coronavirus anxiety. That was on 3/11. 33 tests negative for coronavirus in Georgia. Number of affected still stands at 15. I mean, we're not saying now that Georgia has 33 victims. We found out that 33 tested negative. Do we really believe that only 33 people tested negative in the whole state of Georgia? But for some reason, on March 10th, they had to run that particular number. Canada now at 33 confirmed cases. California monitoring 8,400 people for coronavirus. 33 have tested positive. Number of coronavirus cases creeps up to 33 in Finland. That was March 10th. Algebra's office operating at 33% capacity amid coronavirus. That was March 5th. That's another way of adding the number in there. Coronavirus, another 7 test positive, total now at 33. That was March 15th. That was the Republic of Cyprus where that took place. With 33 confirmed cases, Maharashtra has highest coronavirus cases in India. That was March 16th. China locks down how many people? 33 million. Now, do I believe that they counted off? Okay. Okay, 32,999,999. Okay, we need one more over here. One more over here. Okay, now we have 33 million. Oh, of course not. Where did they get that number from? The estimate. But why that number? China locks down 33 million people in 10 cities to stop spread. It didn't work. That was January 24th. It didn't work. Didn't work. Chinese doctors released chest scans of a 33-year-old coronavirus patient that show what the illness looks like in her lungs. That was February the 5th. Coronavirus in Canada, latest timeline of 33 COVID-19 cases, March 3rd, 3-3. Coronavirus, 33, decessi, I'm assuming that means deceased. 33, gariti, I'm assuming that means confirmed, guaranteed. In Liguria, Italy, March 15th. New Jersey coronavirus update, 33 cases in state. That was March 13th. Coronavirus in Belgium, 33 persons need help breathing. I'm just kind of guessing what those words mean. 33 persons need help breathing. That's not the number of people that have it. That's not the number of people tested. That's the number of people that they say need help breathing. 33. First child in PA diagnosed with coronavirus as state finds 33 cases, March 13th. Coronavirus update, 33 confirmed cases in Jordan. That was on March 17th. Thailand reports one new case of coronavirus brings total to 33. That was in February 11th. Coronavirus, 33 confirmed cases. That is in France, March 13th. Physicians Weekly, Cambodia reports 21 new cases of coronavirus, bringing total to 33, March 17th. 33 cases of coronavirus are confirmed on the island of Ireland. How many articles have we seen so far? I did this in one day. In fact, it was Tuesday. Tuesdays when I decided to do this Google search, and I went through 20 Google search pages. Finally, at the 20th page, Google said, any more results are basically articles you've already seen before. So they said, stop looking. That's kind of what they said. Coronavirus, only 1 in 33 infections are reported as COVID-19. Expert warns of hidden figure. Hidden. Remember the hidden number, the hidden man, the secret? 1 in 33 infections. Egypt confirms 33 new cases of coronavirus on a Nile cruise ship, March 7th. Coronavirus, two more confirmed cases in Punjab. Number rises to 33 in India, March 7th. 33 days in coronavirus quarantine. A guy tells about what it's like being 33 days in quarantine. This article here, most Western countries, let's see here, increased by about 33% a day, about 33. In other words, it could be 30, could be 35, but we'll use the number 33 in there. Coronavirus, 33 cases, potential cases in Quebec. Amazing Race 33 stops racing, sends teams home because of coronavirus. Amazing Race 33. Lululemon forced to close 33 stores in China due to coronavirus. Three more novel coronavirus cases in British Columbia. Now 33 people infected in Canada. Coronavirus, 33 suspected cases, all test negative. Government health services boss say, I'm assuming that might be somewhere in possibly Africa. Coronavirus, three new Singapore cases include Victoria JC teacher. Down here at the bottom, it says Singapore has 33 confirmed cases. Singapore, there it is, to 33. Apocalypse Now, Bill Gates predicted how coronavirus-like pandemic could spread, saying 33 million may die. 33 million die. Dying means falling. Bill Gates. It was on March 11th, 3/11, that the World Health Organization declared a pandemic. I just went through, of course, some of them I remembered were repeats, but about 60 different news headlines, all of them linking the novel coronavirus 33 with the number 33, the number of cases, the number infected, the number tested, the number who have problems breathing, the number of millions of people who are confined, the number of the percentage of work decrease, any way to put that number in the headline. If I found a penny on the sidewalk, I reach down, I pick it up, and I say, somebody dropped a penny. If I take 10 steps and I see another penny, and I reach down and pick it up, I say, somebody's dropping pennies, accidentally. If I take 10 more steps and I see a penny on the sidewalk, I reach down and pick it up, and I'm going, who's dropping pennies every 10 paces? So I walk 10 more paces, there's another penny. And I walk 10 more paces, and there's another penny. Now I've picked up 5 pennies every 10 paces. And I know it's not an accident. I'm looking around going, who's watching me? Am I on candid camera? Who's playing a trick on me? What is this? And I go 10 more paces, there's another penny. And I go 10 more paces, there's another penny. At some point, it just is not an accident that I find a penny every 10 paces on the sidewalk. I know if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know the turtle didn't get there by himself, right? Even though you didn't see the turtle being moved and put on the fence post, you know that turtles don't fly and you know they can't crawl up fence posts. So you reduce it down and you say this, somebody had to put him up there. Same with the pennies on the sidewalk, and the same with the number 33 and all these headlines, over 60 of them. I'll say 60, I'll say 55, how's that? Or 50. But it's not an accident that that number's being used. See this CIA logo? It has, like, it's like the logo for the UN. It has white and dark points to it. There's 32 of them exactly, and the one in the center would be the 33. The Japanese rising sun flag that they used in World War II, the sun represents the emperor, who is the sun god like Apollo was. And there are 16 red rays and 16 white rays. 32 in total coming from the sun, which is 33. The Jesuit logo, there's a conspiracy for you, is the same idea. It's the sun in the middle. And there are 16 straight sun rays and 16 crooked sun rays. That's 32 total with the three nails and the cross in the middle. I don't think that's Christ, though. That 33 is Antichrist. Did you know there's 32 football teams in the NFL? Exactly, 32 teams. All managed by a commissioner. 33. Now, I normally wouldn't say anything like that. I would say, okay, maybe that's just a whatever. But I remembered a few years ago, they moved the point after kick yard line. You remember that? It used to be what, like on the 5-yard line, something? It's an easy kick. But then they moved it back. You want to take a guess at how many yards now they have to kick it? They have to kick it exactly 33 yards now. There's a spirit at work. The Apollo program, remember that? 11 manned missions. They picked 32 Apollo astronauts. with Deke Slayton. Deke Slayton was one of the, I think, the Mercury 7 astronauts, but he had a heart problem. They wouldn't let him go up into space, so he became the astronaut administrator. He was in charge of all the astronauts, 32 astronauts with one master leading them. 33. John F. Kennedy was killed November the 11th month, 22nd day. Add them up. Dallas, Texas sits right between 32nd and 33rd parallels. This is, who is that, Bon Scott? Sing about the highway to hell. Guess how old he was when he died? Well, I have it there on top of the screen. He was 33. You know who that is? That's David Koresh. That wasn't his real name. He named himself David Koresh after David from the Bible, who was the 33rd from Adam. Remember that? And Cyrus, king of Persia, I think. He was their savior. He thought, he considered himself to be Jesus' second coming. And he died at age 33 in the fire. We all saw it, remember? Timothy McVeigh, the one they pinned on the Oklahoma City bombing. If you remember, you go back and look it up. They were going to execute him when he was 32, but they put a stay of execution. John Ashcroft did that. Put a stay of execution on him until 23 days after his 33rd birthday. And they laid him out on a table that looks like a cross. In fact, the Alpha P. Murrah building was supported by three rows of 11 columns. 33 total. Mohammed Atta, the pilot of Flight 11 that flew into the two 11 towers, the 9-11 towers, that were 110 stories tall, he was 33 years old. The towers themselves, I mentioned that, they were 33. Steel construction began in 1968. They were brought down in 2001, 33 years later. And if you remember the memorial and lights that they lit up, you know how many nights they lit those lights? Take a guess. 33. Remember the Virginia Tech shooter? He killed 32 students. But he himself was killed, making the total 33. Kobe Bryant, they paid tribute to him after his helicopter crash with his daughter. But they didn't use his, what was it, LA Lakers? They didn't use his NBA jersey uniform number. They used his high school number, 33, to honor him. Why? The Heaven's Gate cult, you remember them? Because they thought that when they committed suicide, that they were all going to rise back from the dead and get on the alien spaceship. That happened at exactly 33 degrees, 30 minutes north latitude, Rancho Santa Fe, north of San Diego, California. And they were covered by a 3x3 shroud. You can't make this stuff up, people. See this guy? He was Pope for exactly 33 days. He was 66 years old when he just mysteriously died. And they didn't even do an autopsy. You know what he was going to do? He had found out that the Vatican was actually being controlled by some occultists, Satan worshipers, and P2 Freemasons. And the next day, he was going to get rid of some high-ranking members of the Vatican. He was going to oust them, and he was going to name names. And they found him dead in his sleep 33 days after he became Pope. That was Pope John Paul I. There is another guy who was 66 years old that mysteriously died. Jeffrey Epstein. He was arrested, and then 2 days later, he was indicted July 8th, and he died at 66, being in prison 33 days after he was indicted. And he was going to name names. Now, as to where it's all going and what it all means, your guess is as good as mine. But I believe that the answers are in Scripture for us. And if we will devote ourselves to the Word of God and pay attention to what's going on around us, you'll be able to see Satan's footprint on things that happen in this world. And we will be able to point to something that happens and say, this is that which was spoken by the prophets in the Word of God. Something to think about. God bless you.